Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Sarah Palin are all scheduled to make campaign stops in Missouri this week. Those visits show that the Show Me State is coveted territory this year. Missouri voted for George W. Bush twice. It also voted for Bill Clinton twice. And according to the polls, Barack Obama and John McCain are in a dead heat there. Well, this week on the program, we're hearing from voters in Missouri. Our colleague Melissa Block is there. She's traveling along the Mississippi River.
And today we're on the river. We're riding across the Mississippi on a small passenger ferry. It goes between St. Genevieve, Missouri, and Modoc, Illinois. It takes just about four and a half minutes to cross the Mississippi. Dallin Reimer is the deckhand, and he knows this river, has been on it, in it, and around it since he was a boy, growing up here in St. Genevieve.
Yeah, it's something not to be messed with, and something definitely to respect. There's a lot of power there. It deserves enough respect and know-how to get around it. It's a lot of power.
As the ferry boat skims across the fast, muddy Mississippi, I ask Reimer if he pays much attention to politics.
I try to. You know, as much as the next guy. I wouldn't say I'm a Democrat. I wouldn't say I'm a Republican. I want the guy in there that I think is going to do the best. Whether he be Chinese, black, white, purple, that don't matter.
And this year, that leads him to Barack Obama.
I like the way Obama talks. He's a good talker. I mean, I'd like to go see him sometime, but I'm just always too busy.
Does John McCain appeal to you?
No. When I hear him talk about politics and the economy and other stuff, I've done heard that 8 years ago, you know, or 4 years ago, when Bush ran, you know. It seems like you're listening to the same story. It's like Obama says, it's time for a change, and I believe it. Somebody for the working man, that's what I want to see.
And what would you want to see changed?
Oh, boy, there's so much wrong. That had to be a big list, wouldn't it? Healthcare, for one. Because, I mean, there's tons of people out there with no healthcare at all. Something needs to happen for them. Really does.
John McCain says Barack Obama wants to raise your taxes, wants to redistribute wealth.
I wouldn't mind him raising my tax a little bit if he'd give me health care. You know, I wouldn't mind it at all. I'm one of them people stuck in the middle, you know. Make too much to get assistance, but then you don't make enough to pay for it.
We pull in across the river in Illinois, and Dallin Reimer guides a fuel tanker truck on board. Tim Heller is in the cab, wearing a NASCAR jacket. He's also from St. Genevieve, and he's voting for John McCain.
I lean more towards his politics. We don't really know too much about Obama. Some of the things he wants to do with the taxes I don't agree with. That makes me nervous. Abortion's a big issue with me. I just think McCain's probably going to be better for the country than Obama, so that's who I'm going to go with.
Have you ever voted for a Democrat for president?
Nope.
No.
Nope, never will.
Never will?
No, I doubt it. So that's just the way I feel. I don't believe in the way they go about it. I don't believe that my money that I make should have to help the guy that has the same ability to go out and get a job. Everybody has the same opportunity in this country, and if you can't make it, then I don't know where to tell you to go.
So when you hear John McCain say Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth, spread the wealth around.
That's one big thing with me. I just don't agree with spreading the wealth. That to me is not what this country is based on. I feel Obama's more of a socialist, and I don't agree with that. He scares me. So.
What if Obama does win?
Well, if Obama wins, I guess we'll have to see how he does. I don't think he's going to turn it around like he says he is. He always speaks of change, but he never exactly tells us what he's going to change. And like I said before, that scares me. I'm not ready for that yet. So I'm voting McCain. So I better get going.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
The deckhand, Dallin Reimer, steers the trucks and cars off the ferry, and soon we're headed back the other way. Yes, he says, the country is divided.
You have several people out there, you know, but they don't hear nothing, you know. They ain't got their ears open, they're just using their eyes. All they see is black, you know, that's all they see. I hear it all day long, you know, certain people talking. And
what do you hear?
Oh, I hear all kinds of stuff out here. I'd rather not say on the air, but, you know. But, yeah, I mean, this country needs to get past it. I mean, it's time.
You think we're there?
No, I don't. No, I don't. See you, Greasy.
That's Dallin Reimer, a deckhand on the passenger ferry across the Mississippi between St. Genevieve, Missouri, and Modoc, Illinois. I'm Melissa Block on the Mississippi River.
And you can see photos from that ferry boat ride across the Mississippi at npr.org. Tomorrow on the program, Melissa heads south to visit a small family-run farm in Frohna, Missouri.